I believe any competent person is capable of bearing problems in mind and still yield their secrets. What not everybody possesses is the requisite will, passion, or insane obsession that will let them hold the problem long enough or fiercely enough.
This is happiness, to be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon and I'm currently reading Sex, Ecology, Spirituality by Ken Wilber. Anyone that's done any work with me, I refer to Ken's work a fair bit. He's one of the guys that's probably developed a number of what I would refer to as meta models and near reality models to help understand, reality, our reality, other people's reality and so forth. So, this book by itself, and there's another one here, Religion of Tomorrow's his book, Integral Psychology, A Brief History of Everything, and I've got another one, Integral Vision, The Integral Vision, which is a much smaller book. It's a great place to start if you're curious about it. For this book alone, he actually locked himself in a room for 3 years to do the research and writing of this book, and he saw four people in those 3 years, and one of them was a doctor that came every year to check on him, right? That's what he's done with this book. And it's the first of three, a trilogy, basically. In the foreword, the preface, preface, however you want to say it, I don't really care. There was a point here that sort of really resonated with me, and I thought would be beneficial to explain. And it's basically resilience, right? That's really what it is. To get stuck straight into it, it says, I believe any competent person is capable of bearing problems in mind until they yield their secrets. What not everybody possesses is the requisite will, passion, or insane obsession that will let them hold the problem long enough or fiercely enough. I believe any competent person is capable of bearing problems in mind until they yield their secrets. What not everybody possesses is the requisite will, passion, or insane obsession that will let them hold the problem long enough or fiercely enough. And think about that for a moment. The hardest part of finding a solution to the problem is defining the problem. Right? That's 90% of the work. When you define the problem, you're 90% of the way done. Keep in mind that the 90-50 rule still applies, that when you're 90% done, you're halfway there. Now you have to do the work for the solution. But the hardest part of finding a solution to something is defining the problem. If you can hold the problem that you're having in mind and learn to define it clearly, really clearly, what the actual fucking problem is, the solution will come at some point. But you got to hold it long enough for it to actually come forward. This is the same thing for anything, any problem we may have, from finding the right screws for something that we're building to the reason why we want to lose weight. The objectivity of losing weight does not match everyone's subjective reason why they want to. If you can hold the problem that you're having in mind long enough, you'll find the solution of what you actually fucking need to do. It's like when somebody goes, I want to lose weight because I want to play with my kids. I'm going to train 5 days a week. I was like, okay. So how much are you training at the moment? They're like, none. I'm like, all right, how much are you playing with your kids at the moment? They're like, none. It's like, okay, right. Well, let's train 3 days a week. They go, but I won't get the result. I'm like, your result's to play with your fucking children. Go play with your fucking children. Right? It's getting clear on exactly what the problem is. Right? It's asking questions among questions among questions among questions to get to the core root, the core value, the core belief structure, whatever it is, frame in mind, because the highest frame governs the game that you are running. And if you aren't brave enough to hold the problem long enough to get through it and ask the questions, wanting to know the answer, that's the key thing. You have to ask yourself questions or get someone else to ask you questions, but you got to want to know the answer, and it's got to be objective. And what I mean by that is you're not going to be like, oh, no, that can't be right. I'm a good person. It's like, look at the body language in it. Look at the tonality and what the person's responding with. You got to see it and go, fuck, is that true? I'm gonna sit with that for a little while. shit, no, I'm seeing that more and more now. Oh, I didn't realize that was as true as it was. Fuck me, I didn't see that. Because it was a blind spot, because we ignored it. Because we suppressed it, we oppressed it, we repressed it, whatever it may be. We did one of those things. And so the core principle here is reminding you, especially during periods like this where there is problems that we're struggling with, is learning to actually identify the problem. Sit with it long enough to know exactly what the problem is, and then the solution will become obvious. This is why when somebody is explaining a problem to you and you're thinking of a solution, you're not actually helping. You're not helping at all, because you're not getting the full context. If somebody's describing a problem and you're not asking questions rather than trying to provide solutions, if you're not asking questions, you're not fucking listening. You don't want to know the whole part of the problem, because when a person describes a problem, they're only describing a part of the problem. A lot of the part of the problem for them is that they can't see the other parts. Help them find the other parts of the problem and then they'll figure out the fucking solution. That is the best way you can help someone. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd share it with someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab my book, Minding Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, hopefully in stores soon enough, or if we can get to stores, right? Otherwise, you can get the ebook. The link is in, I think, the description of this video. Then you can get that straight away. But that's it. That's me done. I'm out. Until tomorrow. Peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you guys soon.